Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I wish they would let me next door so I can spit in your f***ing face.
You know I would absolutely kill you if you ever did something like that,
you
right?
You could never kill me.
Oh, I bet you I could.
Then you should try, John. You really should try, John.
No, I would literally kill you if you spit in my face.
Yeah, let's try that, John.
Literally kill you.
Let's try that, John.
I'm not saying I would fight you. I said I would kill you if
John,
you did some
John, do you think I'm just going to sit there and let you kill me, John? I mean, really.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the he wants.
I never f***ed anybody over in my life. Didn't have it coming to me. You got that? All I have in this world is my balls and my word. And I don't break them for no one. Do you understand?
Yesterday I give you slap, Artyom. I give you slap. You eat this like a woman, like a baby. What happened now? Something change? Or you with 30 people? Let me know.
No retreat, no surrender. Spartan law. And by Spartan law, we will stand and fight and die. A new age has begun. An age of freedom. And all will know that 300 Spartans gave their last breath to defend it.
I was gonna rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
When you entered the fifth round against Kelvin, you said, I'm ready to die.
It was, I looked at him, and I remember, I call it Ese Diablo. He was looking at me, and he just had this, like, look, and he's just swinging his hands. And I said, you're not going to beat me. I'm prepared to die. And I meant that, man. I swear to God on my life, I meant that. I signed my death warrant right there. I was like, look, if this is how I die, this is how I die. But you see me, I was trying to get him. I was trying to kill him. For me, if I'm ready to die, I'm ready to kill. You have to be willing to give something up as well. If he had taken it to me, and if he had done that to me, and I didn't wake up, so be it.
Lose! I don't lose! I win! I win! That's my job! That's what I do!
God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables, slaves with white collars. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes. Working jobs we hate, so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives. All been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. We're very, very pissed off.
People are just too quick to say, Conor's picking what he wants, Conor's doing what he wants.
Picking what I want, and I am doing what I want. When you can rack up $400 million in revenue for the company, in back-to-back events, you can do whatever the f*** you want. I'm living the whatever the f*** I want life. That's the life I live. Whatever I want, whenever I want.
Congratulations. You achieved failure. Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been. Nothing's changed.
They don't know me, son.
Get it. 18.
They don't know me, son.
Get it. 19.
They don't know me, son.
Yeah. 20. You got
they
some
don't know
more
me,
in you.
Son.
21. Yeah. Get it again. Come on. We want to see it. Good. 22.
Who's going to carry the boats and the logs?
That's you, buddy. Come on. 23. Come on. 24. One more, David.
Who's
one more
to carry the boats?
You're gonna do it. You're gonna do it. You're gonna do it. You did it. Yeah.
When I get you down, your face will open up. There is nothing you can do to stop me from coming at you round after round with the most malicious techniques I know. You will lose this fight, Daniel Cormier. I want you to believe it. Every ounce of training you put in leading up to this fight will be a waste of your life.
You guys have no idea. When you're hurt, how do you feel? You lay down, right? You take a second, you go, you know, you take your vitamins, you do your thing. When I'm hurt, I love it. I love that feeling because it's real. That's the most realest feeling that you could ever have, is being in pain, because everything else, happiness could be fake, crying could be fake, but pain? Shit, that's real.
Me, I want what's coming to me.
Oh, well, what's coming to you, Tom?
The world, Chico. And everything in it.
Is there any limit to your ambition?
No.
Or any limit to what you think you can achieve?
No. Well, no. Because I think right now, if I was to quit rapping and I say I want to go to the NBA, I would be in the NBA.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Why would you think you could make it to the NBA?
Because I think I could do anything.
Hey, first of all, I want to say Alhamdulillah. God gave me everything. Alhamdulillah. I know you got this. You don't like this. Alhamdulillah. Tomorrow night, I'm going to smash your boy, guys. I'm going to smash your boy.
You know why they don't like me? Because I win, I win, I win, I win, I win. And sometimes I'm like, damn, kids. Well, we want to see him lose once, or we want to see something happen, because all he do is win. This is what God wanted.
Yeah. Mayweather fought Pacquiao when he was over the hill. Well, I'm older than Pacquiao. And then they say, oh, he fought De La Hoya when De La Hoya was over the hill. We both was in our 30s at the same time. You know, then they say, oh, he didn't fight Canelo at the right time. Well, I was almost 40. Canelo is the same age that Devin Haney is at right now. These are the things that, you know, that these media and these people write about. When y'all write, y'all really got to know the sport. And I'll say this on record. Nobody knows more about boxing than Floyd Mayweather.
Joe, in 16 hours time, this man is going to learn that if you disrespect a person's kindness and take it as a weakness, you must pay. Tomorrow night, I'm gonna make this man pay with his life, and I mean it. You're dead in that octagon tomorrow night.
I feel to be at the pinnacle of any game. In any, whatever you do, you've gotta be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've gotta be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday, there was rugby, there was this, there was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And I just don't, I can't do it. I just don't, people are talking to me and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
When the universe put the light on you, there's nothing stronger than a person whose time has come.
Yeah.
It's all about the light, man. All of us get it. You may not think the homeless man on the corner, the blind and paralyzed guy that's begging with the cup. We all get that moment of shine. We all get it. Feelings, perform, whatever it is, we all get it.
John. Can you hear that, John?
You got your ass whooped today, buddy.
No, I didn't. You're a pussy.
Oh, yeah, you did it. I had you on
You're
your back.
Such a little Oh my God.
Back. I had you on your back. You suck, bro.
You're such a little.
Felt so weak. I'm glad to know that.
Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something. And to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific. But the only way I could be this person now is if I took that chance when I was 21, when I was dead broke and had my cars repossessed and all that stuff. That's the only way you ever get where you want to go. You have to take a path that's dangerous. And most people want to take the safe path. And the safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation almost every time.
Well, everybody, it's Groundhog's Day again for David Goggins. If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing, not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hey, it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that. Where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day. Stay hard.
Obsession's gonna be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed?
There is a difference between passion and obsession. When you're passionate, everybody cheers you on. They're stoked for you. Oh, you found your passion? Awesome. Follow your passion. Live with passion. Be passionate. Chase your passions. Everything, like passion, 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 passion. Passion's good. Like, the world's gonna be like, yay, passion! When you're obsessed, they're like, why you gotta be so crazy? If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential.
Like, okay, when I catch his neck and I choke him, like, he tap, you know? It's like, and I think, hey, you bring, like, thousands of people from Ireland here on different part of world, and you tap in front of them, like, and you talk about, like, about warrior or something like this. How you can tap? Go sleep. Go sleep. Like, and he tap, and I was like, okay, it's not enough. I need something. You know, it's like, and I see, like, some his corners, like, talk with me, like, and I think, oh, I have to bite his heart, you know?
You used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's gonna be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
It's either you have it or you don't.
That sounds like excuses to me. I mean, you got to figure it out, right? If you really have an obsession to figure it out, you will figure it out, right? And every puzzle is constructed differently, right? AI's situation when he came into the league was different than mine. Mike's situation in Chicago was different than mine, right? Everybody has a different puzzle, man. You just got to figure out your own puzzle.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize.
Dana White, you the boss. Dana White, you fly. Dana White, me and you got money. We know who got the money. We don't gotta wear suits. The real men that got money don't gotta wear suits.
Damn, Ron, come on. What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do whatever you're gonna do, but you're not going to bully me. You're not gonna to stop me because my mother made me believe in myself. No matter how many people tell me, stop believing in yourself. Stop saying what you can do. Stop affirming what you're gonna do and then completing that in real life. That's the improper way to do it. I refuse to follow those rules that society has set up in the way that they control people with low self-esteem, with improper information, with branding, with marketing. I refuse to follow those rules. It's about truth, it's about information, it's about awesomeness, and the only luxury is time. The time you spend with your family. That's the only luxury.
It's 1 a.m. I'm going for my third workout. Do I want to go to the gym? Absolutely not. I'd rather, you know, lay in my house and sit in the movie theater and watch movies. But, you know, to be the best, you got to work overtime. To be the best, you got to work overtime.
How much more successful do you want me to be?
More successful.
How many records can my records break?
More records.
But I'm the best.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What the f*** does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
You're welcome.
Life isn't always so fresh or so easy. But what's inside of there? A lot of groceries and stuff you buy, right? You got the milk, you got the, you know, your fruits and vegetables and stuff. And all that stuff, man, very perishable. What does that mean? I mean, when you buy it, you better eat that or otherwise it goes bad. There's a shelf life to it. A time trial. Use it or lose it. And if you don't use it, then your investment in that product, you don't quite reap all the reward of that. So that's a little metaphor, I think, in life. Because life itself is perishable. If you're playing basketball and you're shooting free throws, and you're at the line when the pressure's on you, if you don't constantly, when no one's watching, drill it and drill it 1,000 buckets a day, when it matters, maybe you miss. If you're in the military, you're Delta Force or something. If you're not in the range firing thousands of rounds, well then when you pull on fire, maybe you're not putting one in the head, one in the chest. Maybe you're missing it. And maybe in that split second, it costs you your life. All these things eventually will be tested. You have the time right now to repair them, to ensure the skills don't get spoiled like some fruit and fresh and easy. See, the thing about life, we're gonna die, right? Eventually we're gonna die, but our legacy can live on. The impact can be non-perishable forever, but it's gotta be built right. And we gotta take advantage of the time we have right now. If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse. It's called the body weight beatdown. You don't need any weights for it. You don't need a gym membership. You don't need any barbells. You don't need any equipment. All you need is this motherfucker. That's your weight, your body weight. Last I looked, the person that finishes the race with their hand held, isn't it about the, you know, how big they are, how tough they are, their potential, it's their perseverance. Meaning it's not about the dog that's in the fight. It's the fight within the dog.
When you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of those people make it.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes.
You know, I heard a quote one time from Vincent van Gogh that really rang true. He said, "He has dedicated his life to his art and he has lost his mind in the process." When I sat and I thought about that, it sounded very familiar. I have given every single thing, every ounce of my life to this craft, to perfecting my craft, and I continue to do so. And in the process, I have lost my mind. To regular society, to people who wake up at 9 a.m., who clock out at 5 p.m., they would look at me and say, I've lost my mind. But me, I have found it almost.
It's in my head 24/7.
There's nothing else I can think. I don't think about nothing else. And that's it. I'm just curious. Curiously fascinated with it. And I can't stop thinking about it. Everything I do in my life is related to this. I don't do nothing else if it's not got to do with fighting.
Everything that you thought had meaning, every hope, dream, or moment of happiness, none of it matters as you lie bleeding out on the battlefield. None of it changes what a speeding rock does to a body. We all die. But does that mean our lives are meaningless? Does that mean that there was no point in our being born? Would you say that of our slain comrades? What about their lives? Were they meaningless? They were not! Their memory serves as an example to us all! The courageous fallen, the anguished fallen, their lives have meaning because we, the living, refuse to forget them! And as we ride to certain death, we trust our successors to do the same for us! Because my soldiers do not buckle or yield when faced with the cruelty of this world! My soldiers push forward! My soldiers scream out! My soldiers rage!
You have no idea how limitless you are when you don't care what other people think or say about you. And to answer your question, it is fear that drives that. It is. And most of your mates that you hang around with are just as afraid because you pick somebody like yourself to hang around with. Now, I say this. Some people believe me, some people don't. We've had people pass out. We've had people piss their pants. We've had a big four accounting partner shit his pants. Shat himself, as they say. And then put it on his stationery and write me a letter. Thank you. I didn't know I was alive or a real man until I shit myself. So if everybody you associate with is afraid of their own shadow, then how the fuck are you going to be any different? You're not.
It's like, get yourself educated, man. Read some books. Learn to talk. Learn to think. Make yourself into something. Get the hell out there and make the world that put you here happy that you were put there.
At some point, you got to be f***ing tired of not being number one. You have to be, and you got to play angry. And you're always going to have haters, and haters are like, well, damn, man, how many movies are you going to make, or how much shit are you going to do? Like, you do a lot of shit. I say, yes, because my ambition. Of course, why not? I could do it. Yeah, I love what I do. And not only that, but in what world do we not work every day? It doesn't mean, it's just like you guys in the off season. You gotta work every day. It doesn't end. The key for me, well, I think one of the keys is, remember where you came from, keep that shit in the front of your mind, and when shit goes bad and it goes sideways, a lot of shit does, you're getting booed out of the building, or you're coming through this injury, or people are writing you off, oh, you guys ain't gonna make it. You know, any of that shit, you gotta keep it in here. And it really has to, it should drive you, it should.
But the young men really need to hear this more, I think, is that you should be a monster. You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like, no, wrong. You should be a monster, an absolute monster. And then you should learn how to control it.
Do you know the expression, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war?
Right, right, exactly. That's exactly it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's exactly right. And so when I tell young men that, they think, well, lots of them are competitive. They're low in agreeableness, you know, because that's part of being competitive temperamentally. It's like, is there something wrong with being competitive? There's nothing wrong with it. There's something wrong with cheating. There's something wrong with being a tyrant. There's something wrong with winning unfairly. All of those things are bad. But you don't want people to win? What's the difference between trying to win and striving? You want to eradicate striving?
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside. And something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
every business. I have 5 companies now. We'll do 100 million this year. I started every one of those companies with no money. Zero money, man. Just hustle and grit and courage. I've called on people I didn't want to be with. I've done things I didn't want to do, okay? It is not about doing what you love. It's about doing whatever it takes to make your dreams a reality.
If you are attacking someone because you know that they have a weakness, but you're pretending you don't have one, you are attacking yourself. You are chipping away at your own personal sovereignty. You're chipping away at your own respect.
So true, man.
You can't respect yourself. No. You know you're a You're
but that's what
shit.
Happened, though, Joe, to yes. me. I start looking at people realizing I know something about you. Because they don't want to talk about it.
Right.
I already know it.
Yeah.
If you're talking shit about me,
yeah,
I know
Yeah.
That's why all these cats that come out right now who don't like me or whatever, I'm like, really, man? That shit happened 30 years ago, 15 years ago. You're still f***ed up about that? Oh, man. I know something about you, brother. See, yeah. I get over everything. I'm good. It's water under the bridge.
The grind.
It's the grind does that.
Squeezes it
That's
out.
It. You're not grinding hard enough. If you're worried about something that someone did to you years ago, you're being a to yourself, man. You're not getting out there and squeezing that fucking soul out every day.
Yeah.
If you grind hard, man, I ain't got time to worry about your monkey ass. I ain't got time to worry about you, man. Because tomorrow, I got to go back to the grind. And tomorrow, I go back to the grind again and again and again and again. I don't have time to put you into the hate bank. There's no hate. It's all filtered out, man, through the grind. People don't get it. There's great joy in the grind. Great joy in the suffer. It totally cleanses your body out, man, of any kind of hate. Makes you grow up.
You know, sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage. Just literally 20 seconds of just embarrassing bravery. And I promise you, something great will come of it.
If you're not getting hated on, you ain't doing shit right. You need people talking about you. You need people saying, I don't like that person. Because in turn, they really want to be you.
After watching that film, I come to understand if I could work that hard every day, with the being blessed with the physical tools that I have, what would my career be? And I made a promise to myself from that day that I was going to work that hard every single day so that when I do retire, I have no regrets. And that was the most important thing for me, is to leave no stone unturned, get better every single day. And if I lived that way, then over time, you know, I'd have something that was beautiful. But that was my philosophy. It seems like a pretty simple one, but you know, if you live your life to just get better every single day and do that for 20 years, I mean, what do you have?
And I can tell after about 90 seconds, winner, loser.
Mm.
The ability to present yourself physically without speaking a word, your presence, your aura is a big deal. It's a big deal because you only walk into a room and meet new people once.
Mm.
And they're looking at you. You're looking at them, and it's how you deal with that nervousness, that nervous energy.
There's a saying, when the devil ignores you, then you know you're doing something wrong. Wait a minute, I'm not done now. You know, the devil goes, oh no, leave him alone. Hey, he's my favorite.
right.
Don't
right,
you
right.
bother him.
Yeah.
Conversely, when the devil comes at you, maybe it's because you're trying to do something right.
We work hard to become our own boss so we can do what we want to do. The ultimate goal is to go to sleep when you want to and wake up when you want to. See, when you don't wake up when you want to, then guess what? Somebody's controlling you. And I don't want to be controlled.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
When Mike Tyson, and I seen it myself with my own eyes, when I seen that Bentley at the boxing gym, and I seen that diamond Rolex, I said, I want that. And I knew what it took. So I know when my opponent is asleep, I'm out there 4 or 5 in the morning, chopping trees, working. To this day, because I can retire today I'm well off, very comfortable. But I got the will to win.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast for Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.